I think there are some surprising African musical influences to be found in some of Lil's compositions from this period. Apparently, she was by this time looking into the roots of jazz, because a dramatic example is found in Lil's Perdido Street Blues, which was recorded by Johnny Dodd's 1926 New Orleans Wanderers, which is based on an old, old traditional rhythmic pattern, a West African shuffle dance going back to a century before. Lil's Perdido Street Blues, which was recorded by Johnny Dodd's 1926 New Orleans Wanderers. Now, Lil continued to play little clubs and occasionals, writing music, performing, and recording occasionally. She spent 4 successful years in Europe in the early 50s. Lil's death was eerie. It came just a few weeks after Louis's. She still lived in the house that she and Louis had bought long before. In 1971, just a few weeks after his death, she appeared on a televised memorial concert for Louis. She was introduced to the crowd and joyfully began playing the St. Louis Blues, smiling broadly. Suddenly, Lil Armstrong collapsed, suffering a massive heart attack on stage, and could not be revived. Hot Miss Lil, the jazz woman who had launched Satchmo's career and whose life had somehow become forever bound up with his in music and love, was gone just weeks after Louis. It was the end of a golden age of classic jazz, begun in the speakeasies of bootleg Chicago when a shy, chubby trumpeter from New Orleans met a talented, svelte young miss from Nashville. But the music they made on records somehow continues to reach across time, grab us, and move us when we hear the sounds of exuberantly original inspiration blended in equal parts with a deeply intuitive understanding of music that fused together in the music of Lil and Louis Armstrong. Closing this first chapter of Lil's musical jazz biography with her last recording session put together by Chris Albertson for Riverside Records in 1961. Albertson said that Lil was one of the most vivacious entertainers he ever worked with. Here she is leading a 10-piece band, 3 trumpets, 2 trombones, including Preston Jackson, and 2 clarinets, playing a tune Lil named after a bar she used to play in Milwaukee in the 40s, the East Town Boogie. I'm Dave Redlauer. That's Jazz Rhythm. Thanks for listening.
I could hear Louis coming home whistling for, oh, much more than a block away. He had the most beautiful, shrill whistle, and all those riffs that he later made in his music, he used to whistle. You ask him sometime how he used to whistle. Such beautiful riffs and runs and trills and things, you know? And I said, what is that? Maybe someday that guy will play like that. You know, I just crazy thoughts, you know, but turned out all right. You never know when you're crazy the right way, huh?